The Super H Mart in Niles, Illinois lives up to its title. The sprawling Asian supermarket contains entire aisles dedicated to Asian flours, snacks, and other essential ingredients for cooking in the Asian diaspora. Today, the hum of the refrigerated sections of kimchi and soups is joined by the sound of a tour of Northwestern students.
They're here with One Book, One Northwestern as part of a promotion for the book Crying in H Mart.
Of course, they're also here to do some shopping.
So I'm going to ask really quickly, how many of you have been to H Mart before? All right, so a lot of you already know. Have you been to this specific H Mart before?
Yeah.
All right, great. So we're just going to start walking through. Feel free to pause and take a look at what you want to, take a few items that you want.
That was Weinberg Jr. Jamie Kim, who led a group of students around H Mart, pointing out her favorite dishes and ingredients to get.
Oh my gosh, kimbap! Oh my gosh, they have balls! Rice cake! It's so pretty!
What is that?
Why are they so pretty?
This is, you make this?
H Mart, along with other Asian grocery stores like 99 Ranch and Jungbu Market, are more than just places to pick up your favorite brand of instant rice. To many, they can be a lifeline to a culture that might not be accessible where you currently are.
Common to find at food stalls in the street, especially in the winter time. So this is also something that you can commonly find in the
restaurant. Even though everything in H Mart costs a little more than it does back home.
They do have that.
Everything is so expensive here.
Everything in H Mart is a lot more expensive than it actually is.
In fact, the title Crying in H Mart comes from the first chapter of the book, in which Michelle Zahner details how the familiar ambiance of an H Mart can bring back emotional memories. CESPB sophomore Megan Lin is on the One Book Committee for this year. She helped come up with a trip as part of the programming surrounding this year's book, which also includes a talk by the author, Michelle Zahner, and Korean dishes being served in the dining hall. I asked her why H Mart is important to her.
I just like grocery shopping a lot. It just makes me so happy. I'm a huge foodie.
Of course, I also had to ask the titular question.
You're crying in H Mart or an H Mart similar space? This is a funny question.
I guess not.
No, you never cried?
I mean, I've cried over food, but...
When was the last time you cried over food?
I don't know, like maybe a few months ago.
Last winter break. Winter break, was it like coming home and eating food that you like?
My mom loves making me snails. And some people are like, ew, snails, but I love it.
The One Book team also provided lunch for the students, ordering dishes from H Mart's customary food court. Here's Weinberg freshman Hannah Kwok describing her plate.
We're having dumplings, tteokbokki, jjajangmyeon, some Korean chicken.
Afterwards, students were set free to shop, picking up dorm food items like shin ramen and snacks like pocky and choco pies. On the bus back, the seats were nearly half filled with H Mart bags and the sounds of students organizing their purchases.
Some students have been going to H Mart long before it was chosen for this year's One Book, One Northwestern. After reading Crying in H Mart, Medill freshman Sarah Lin was taken back to when she went to the Niles H Mart as a child with her parents.
And I felt like really connected to her descriptions and everything, because when she was describing it, even like in the beginning of the book, I was like using my little like memory palace in my head thinking about the H Mart in Niles.
For people who are going on their first trip to H Mart, Lin has some recommendations.
A lot of them have like very nice snack aisles. As you can see, those are my priorities are. But just try out all like the fun Asian snacks.
For WNUR News, I'm Anavi Prakash.
And I'm Mika Ellison.
You can buy a bowl of dishes.